I was asking you about that shell business, and you said you call it a bullet.
Bullet.
Have you ever heard it called anything besides that?
A bullet or a shell, that's all I can think of.
You ever heard it called a cartridge?
Yeah. Sure have.
When you were little, you probably played on something like this. Kind of a long board, you know, where you
see seesaw.
Like that. What did you say you were doing?
Well, seesaw.
Seesaw. Well, did you have anything that was kind of like that, but instead of going up and down, you went around it?
Yeah. A merry-go-round. It has another name, too. I think that's it. My daddy had one on his farm. He built it for us. Merry-go-round. All the neighbor children would come and know we would play on it.
You think flying in it?
Yeah. Yeah, we call it flying.
Well, what about this thing, you know, that you can hang it from the limb of a tree?
Swing.
Did that usually have some kind of board to sit in?
Mm-hmm. Had a board, had notches in it when the rope went.
Some people tell me, about some kind of sack swing or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, bag.
Bag
put
swing.
A bag of sand in a bag. Well, I swung like those.
Break them out of tires too? Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, put a little tire up. Put a sandbag. Some people, after the sandbag went out, they put an old rubber tire up somewhere. Kids don't play like that no more. They stay in the house and watch TV.
I know what you mean. Tempting.
That's right.
I don't know if the house that you were raised in, did it have maybe a stove for heat or something like that? Or?
A stove for heat down in the kitchen. I would wish you needed one because we never freeze when we go down there.
Did people ever burn coal in a stove or something like that?
No, not that I know of. I know that. Burn
the
coal. I've never seen any burn.
Well, you might not be familiar with this, but let me ask you anyway. Sometimes when people are burning coal for fuel, they'll have some kind of container, you know, they'll keep inside, maybe next
coal
to
bucket.
A coal bucket.
I guess it could be.
Have you ever heard that called a coal scuttle? They're talking about the stove, you know. The pipe would run from the back of it up to
stove pipe.
What about the inside part, you know, of the chimney that it joins into? Is that called anything particular? Or?
Flue or something?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's the part that runs up to the
food ceiling.
I see. And then you have the chimney or whatever it is.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times they had a flue for a heater. It wasn't a fireplace, you know, it was just a flue built in the house.
And that would provide
the
heat?
Yeah, it would take care of the stovepipe would run into the flue. And the smoke would go on the match, you know, not to get the house burned up or anything.
That's it?
We got a potato house burned up. Before we left the farm one time, my husband went out there. We just dug potatoes. We were just full of potatoes. And he went out there and built a fire in it without telling anybody that he's going to build it. And it went on to oil up his wells. And I looked out there and the whole thing was on fire.
Oh.
Yeah, I walked to the lease, got him and left the colored people fighting the fire, but of course it all burned up. And he just stuck the pipe through the one of the